The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello, this is Randy Rolfe, your host for Family First, and I'm very excited about our guest today. We hear in the news every day stories of increased incidence of allergies, asthma, attention problems in kids, skin problems, and other conditions that have been found to be related to the increasing load of toxic chemicals in our environment. And the Environmental Protection Agency has concluded that many of these chemicals are inside our homes rather than outside. For example, indoor air can be up to 17 times as polluted as the outdoor air outside our homes. Many of these toxic chemicals are in the cleaning products we bring into our homes, thinking we're making our homes cleaner and healthier. Can we clean without using toxic chemicals? My guest today is Vince Elliott, a longtime leader, teacher, and innovator in the science of cleaning. And his passion is to understand the real concerns of actual consumers of cleaning services and to help them create a toxic-free, chemical-free environment in the home, school, or workplace, both for health and to preserve our ecosystem. Simple changes can make a big difference in the health of our homes and our planet, so do listen in. Vince Elliott is founder and CEO of the Chemical Free Cleaning Network, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Vince has worked as a consultant and advisor to the cleaning industry since 1973. He's one of the first to apply the concept of performance-based contracting and to use the cleaning measurement sciences in the real estate industry. Vince has helped negotiate over 530 building service contracts for cleaning services worth nearly $500 million. A graduate in economics from Towson University, Vince has a master's of health sciences as well from Johns Hopkins University. He's been a university professor teaching service management strategies and has received numerous awards, including this prestigious APGAR Award for Excellence from the National Association of Corporate Real Estate Executives and the Outstanding Service Award from Cleaning Management Magazine. Vince is author of the book Extreme Green Cleaning, which has just come out in its second edition, and I'm very excited to speak with you today, Vince, so welcome.
Well, thank you, Randy. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Pleasure's mine. So let's just start out by asking, how did you first get started in the field of cleaning and managing cleaning service consulting?
Well, it's an interesting question. I really started out after I got out of the military trying to figure out what kind of a career I really wanted. And I went to work for a company called the Community Systems Foundation. And that group really was a very community-oriented organization, trying to find ways to help communities live better. Their strategy, however, was to use stopwatches. That is, how many seconds did it take to go from point A to point B? I tried that for a few years and felt that there was really a better alternative. And ultimately, the company basically said, look, we're industrial engineers and this is what we do. So I went, at the time I was working with half a dozen hospitals in the Maryland, Virginia area, and went back to them. And really, it launched my own organization in 1973 to look at alternative ways to clean, particularly at that point in healthcare. and to find ways to measure it so we could talk about whether or not things were actually happening. Doing good things does not always mean that you get good things. So my notion was that we have to find a way to prove things. And then finally, I guess the start came for me from my grandma. Grandma came from Poland, Second World War. And if anybody in the world was a clean freak, and she didn't know that, it was her. And so you made your bed every morning, and you dusted off your clothes, and you did all the things that grandma said. And I guess from that point on, the die was cast, and this career that I'm in now started there.
What a fascinating history. Oh, yes, I love the grandmother's role. And also being that concern about cleaning in relation to hospitals and health. So you saw that connection very early on. That's really neat. And you developed vast experience working with over 500 building service contracts and receiving awards for your consulting work. What kind of things did that experience teach you that you're using now?
Well, that was quite an experience. In working with Fortune 500 companies and some relatively small companies, there really was a discernible pattern that people were working very, very hard, and that they were hoping the hard work would pay off in terms of results. And what I learned, I think, is that the industry for, oh my gosh, now nearly 40 years, probably for the first 35 years, you could probably walk into an organization in any one of those 35 years and nothing changed. I mean, it was pretty much work hard, do the dusting, empty the trash. But I will tell you, in the last 3 years or so, there has been a remarkable evolution in the way buildings are clean and in the opportunities to clean differently. And that's true for our homes, our schools, and our workplaces. And I will say that the science that got us into a difficult position for cleaning is now also providing for us alternative ways to step back from chemicals, using concepts of physics, for example.
That's very encouraging that some of the technologies that kind of took us astray are, they keep working on the science and it's coming up with better solutions. That's good news. So what got you interested then in cleaning without toxic chemicals?
Well, interestingly enough, a few years back, we work with clients around the world and some are fairly substantial, and the clients begin to come to me. For some reason, somebody flipped a switch, and I probably had half a dozen calls, and said to me, Vince, we're doing green cleaning. We're doing green energy. We're doing green this and that. We're becoming LEED certified. That's the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Development. So we're getting certified and we're getting recognized, but tell me, Vince, what's next? I mean, what is over the horizon? And I had to say, you know, I'm not sure. So I kind of stepped back and said, let me take a look around. And when I looked around, I will tell you that I was both shocked and amazed at what I found. And in that search, I guess the first thing I bumped into was a gentleman by the name of Ray Anderson. Now, Ray Anderson was an extraordinary, extraordinary guy. This is an individual who sold his Cadillac, bought a Prius, took his house off the grid, is wearing hemp instead of clothes. He's gone all the way to an extreme, but he's done that for the right reason. He has become an unlikely hero. He literally built a company called Interface. It's a carpet manufacturing company in Georgia. He does a multi-billion-dollar business in carpet manufacturing, and he does it because he took the position that in order to live in a sustainable world, we have got to stop polluting it. And so the idea of sustainability suddenly took hold in this individual. And when you look at this guy's life and what he's done, many people claim to be the father of green and the father of green cleaning and the father of green. But this guy is the grandfather. He's a remarkable, remarkable guy. In his work, I mean, people thought he was nuts. In his work in 1996, he stopped using fossil fuels to produce carpeting. I mean, he reduced by 60% the total energy they used. They stopped greenhouse gases production by 82%. They reduced water consumption by 73%. They reduced the dump to landfills by 67%. I mean, they just went on and on and on. I took that step from Ray and began to look around the world to say, what else is really going on? So here's what I found. As I looked around what was going on, I was pretty, I must say, I was shocked. For example, I found the way we clean our buildings injures between 180,000 and 200 cleaning workers a year. That's about 6%, 7% of the total workforce.
My
with
goodness.
Lung injuries, eye injuries, skin injuries. We send 20% of all office workers becoming affected with breathing issues, rashes, running eyes, headaches, fatigue, depression from the chemicals in the office buildings. Some say 50% of all illnesses come out of poor indoor air quality. We know we dumped 6 to 7 billion pounds of toxic chemicals into our environment every year. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I looked at that and said, I didn't know. I mean, the way we clean, it was doing all of that. And so I said, well, no. The answer is we're going to do green. But what I found was green is between 5 and 15 times less toxic than those chemicals, but still toxic. So I couldn't figure out, well, what if you can't do green, then what is the answer? And what I found, and this is the remarkable part of this, I found that there are scientific solutions emerging from places like Russia and Japan and Latin America and Canada and the U.S. that are remarkable in their ability to allow us to clean as effectively or more effectively than the chemicals we're using, including bleach, to do it better and to dump zero residual chemicals into the environment and zero residual chemicals that would be inhaled, absorbed, or contacted by anyone. So
that's amazing. I want to obviously get on to what we do. We're up on a break shortly, but I think that that's a wonderful goal of zero toxic chemicals, and it's almost unbelievable. So I really want to hear more, and we'll come back to that after a break. Thanks, Vince.
Okay, thanks.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. to access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Vince Elliott, who is the founder and CEO of the chemical-free cleaning network, and he's been sharing some amazing statistics about how cleaning workers doing office buildings and homes are often affected. Many of them get illnesses. Up to 50% of illnesses are related to air quality, and over 20% of cleaning workers are affected by the chemicals that they're working with. And if they're affected, that means people who go into those buildings are going to be affected, maybe not quite so drastically, but it all adds up in our environment. And so thank you for sharing those amazing statistics, Vince, and the idea of being able to clean chemical-free, not just getting rid of some of the most toxic ones, but actually chemical-free, is amazing. So your company, the Chemical Free Cleaning Network, does consultations to help people learn how to do this?
Yes, and actually I have a sister organization called Elliott Affiliates Limited, and it is the Chemical Free Cleaning Network is the educational arm. And our goal there is pretty much about collecting information, sharing information, and giving people the tools they need to change their environment. Elliott Affiliates is really the consulting or the advisory arm that allows me to have a separate staff, just go out and help people get there. It's quite a task just to convince people that you can be chemical free. You can imagine there's a great swath of the industry that makes enormous, about $600 billion a year, off of cleaning chemicals, and are not anxious to see or hear about cleaning without chemicals. So it's really a full-time job to work with those people, and what we're finding is that they are actually migrating and becoming innovative about chemical-free solutions. So the network is about education, and then the affiliate group is really about implementation.
Oh, that sounds great. It's so much of a educational process, and that's what we're doing with this show, letting people know that they can live safer and cleaner and more in harmony with environment and sustainability. So what kind of clients do you find are seeking out your service, your consulting and your information?
Well, actually, it's a broad swath. We've done business in Dubai, in the Middle East. We do business all across the U.S., Canada. And our clients would include airports. We are involved with BWI Airport in Baltimore, Logan Airport in Boston, and some others, and railways, the public transportation systems, universities, college, K-12 schools. We work with people who own and manage office buildings, retail shops, owner-occupied, Fortune 100 buildings. we work with cleaning contractors to help them carry forward, and ultimately we work with manufacturers. We've done a number of field testing, for example, of chemical-free products and chemical-free strategies to do early alpha testing to see if they actually work. And in that role, we do the adenosine triphosphate and the VOC-type testing and particle counts to determine whether that's a product that meets our criteria. And if not, then manufacturers are great about going back and retooling. So those would be the kind of clients that we work with.
Wow, that's awesome. So it really covers the gamut, and you have the technical depth to really be able to help them not only clean better but develop new ways of cleaning better. Do you find that people are more responsive to your message now than, say, a few years ago?
I'd say, if I split the hairs, I'd say yes. I would say that perhaps 5% of the market is ready to hear that message. 95% of the market is having a tough time. Change is hard. I mean, as you know, for anything, change is hard to put across. People find workable and valuable solutions. And they continue to use them because they work for them. So if you suddenly walk up to those people and say, stop doing what works for you, try something else, there is a reasonable and expected amount of resistance. So I think the market is overcoming that for a variety of reasons. I mean, we are, in fact, moving the idea forward through the education program.
That's wonderful. Change is always hard, and people sometimes, especially businesses, when they're used to doing things a certain way, it's a certain amount of kicking and screaming, but it's good to hear there's a trend in the right direction. Do you think there's been an increase in the toxicity of cleaning products in the last 20 or 30 years?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, if you look at the toxicity and the cleaning products, you really have to go back to the start of it. I mean, there was a time when, you know, you could take a flat rock down by the river and get your clothes clean. And things kind of evolved from, I mean, you can picture the caveman where the cavewoman says, get the rocks out of the cave and make this place clean. Well, if you kind of start with the idea that you want to make things clean, then up until about World War One, the way we did it was actually pretty basic. I mean, we used lye soap and we used fatty oils for soap and sand. I mean, we did all kinds of things. Going into World War One, we began to discover through the chemicals used, like mustard gas, that not only were these very powerful things in terms of injuring people, but if you separated the elements, they had this remarkable effect in terms of cleaning. And so that sort of took off in World War One, and in World War Two, my gosh, it really exploded. And you may recall, for some of us that are old enough here, and certainly not you, but we determined that after World War Two, everybody had this pent-up consumerism. And they wanted the best, the most powerful, the strongest, the fastest. And we had this great explosion of cleaning chemicals. And indeed, they were successful. They did what they said. They were very powerful. I mean, they were advertised as being strong and powerful. And they were also toxic and carcinogenic. But who knew?
Right.
Over time, what we found is that the toxic effect of these things are showing up in the health and in the environment. And if I kind of finally get to answer your question, at this point, I do think there's a recognition that we need to do something. And so, again, if I go back to Ray Anderson, he really led the way and kind of shone the light. There's a lot of people climbing on the green bandwagon. But, you know, he provided the wagon that made it possible for all of us to go forward. And indeed, the toxicity levels of products for many are being reduced. And again, while there are many that haven't been, we are seeing the sort of the early adopters moving into this space. And just like my clients of some time ago who said, what's next? I'm looking at the next 5 years, and I think this idea of chemical-free will be pretty much commonplace in about 5 years.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, I've given talks on chem-free kids, you know, trying to help parents raise children that are chemical-free. So this the time is coming. This is very exciting. So let's move into the home a bit. What are some of the most dangerous chemicals so parents will understand, you know, what they have power over? They may not be able to change their airport or their hospital this week, but there are things they can do in their own home. So what are some of the most dangerous chemicals in a typical home?
Wow. I mean, there are a slew, and they're categorized in so many different ways. Just this, for example, in most homes, if you look around, you're going to find some of the following. You're going to find ammonia. You'll find bleach. You'll find chlorine. You'll look at dishwashing products, furniture polish, laundry detergent. You look at those kind of common things that show up in a house. You have drain cleaners and pesticides and glass cleaners. So all of those will be generally in the home. But what most people don't get from that is the level of health risk. Most of those really are harmful to your respiratory tract, your skin, your eyes. They can be corrosive. There are stories of children under 6 months old who literally walk across a freshly mopped floor that's been mopped with bleach to make it clean for these children, who breathe the bleach fumes, absorb it through their skin, and 3 months later, they're dead. I mean, these kids have a horrible ending because it destroys their lungs. And they're common everyday products. I mean, people use them for the right reasons because they work. But they do have this sort of side effect. You know, if you look at dishwashing detergent, many of them have concentrated chlorine. And that not only gets into everything it touches, but it ends up getting into food, when you put stuff on those dishes. Furniture polishes really contain a number of petroleum distillates, which lead to skin and lung cancer. The furniture looks good, but that's a problem. I mean, laundry detergents for the stuff they use can cause, I mean, itching and rashing and allergies and give you sinus problems. I mean, they often contain things like ammonia and phenol and sodium and phosphate. I mean, they've got all this stuff in them. All of us want to keep our toilets clean. But most of those toilet cleaners contain hydrochloric acid, or hydrochloric bleach. And God forbid you get some on your skin or your eyes or you breathe it. Everything we have in the home, we do have to look at carefully. Glass cleaners, that people use. You know, many contain ammonia or coal tar dyes to give it the color. Or butyrcellulose. I mean, those are the things that will set off an asthmatic attack in a heartbeat. So you have all these issues around the chemicals that are in the home and under the sink.
Well, it's frightening that so many families are experiencing many of these things and don't realize that it can be coming from the cleaning that they're doing. They think it's a normal course. You know, their neighbors use the same and recommend the same products. How do you think we can get that awareness increased among families that are troubled with their children's breathing issues and skin issues and worse?
Well, the first thing, which is what we're doing right now, is to let people know that there are consequences to sort of successfully cleaning our homes. We all want a clean home. We want a healthy environment for our families. We want to take away the risk of getting infectious diseases and incurable bacterial infections and that sort of thing. What most of us don't get is that the things that kill those germs can also kill us.
On that note, Vince, we're going to take a break, and okay. We'll come right back to that. It's so fascinating. Thank you.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
The Total Education Network is the only network that airs shows 7 days a week on various stations. Please go to our website, www.totaltutor.org, for more information about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide educational news and tips for parents. The Total Education Network, the talk shop for parents, teachers, and administrators. That's www.totaltutor.org.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
We're back with Vince Elliott, the founder of the Chemical Free Cleaning Network, and he's been sharing some of the chemicals that we have in our homes that can cause serious problems for the family. And at the break, he was telling me that he has some interesting research about the lifespan in among these chemicals. And we've talked about some of the dangers in everyday household chemicals that are causing the problems that people don't realize come from these chemicals, like breathing problems, skin problems, even emotional problems for children. And you said that can start right from birth, Vince. Can you expound a little on that?
Yes, thank you. Well, this is kind of a difficult piece. Many of the chemicals that we find, and in studies done of umbilical cords, for example, they found 287 carcinogenic chemicals in the umbilical cords of newborn babies, and about the same in mother's milk. And as they looked deeper into that, what they found was this was not a phenomenon at the point of birth. But the reality is the contamination, the toxicity occurred way before that. And that, as an example, for every newborn female, the number of eggs in that female are determined at the point of birth. That is, that female gets all the eggs she'll ever have from her mother. And what they found is the eggs in the newborn female were mutated. They were already mutated by the chemical absorption of the mother. And that they looked at that over a cycle of time, and it took 3 to 4 generations of newborns to be free of that toxicity. The dilemma with that is you have newborns born with attention deficit disorder. You have them born with autism. You have them born with an inability to function. You have them born angry. I mean, their emotional context is already corrupted. You really have at this point of birth all these compromises for which there's nothing that you can do about it. So that if you try to medically treat it, about all you can do is medically treat the symptom. So it's difficult to accept that you're born with it, and so you have to sort of suffer through it. But it is a legacy of the chemicals that we have been using in our past. So, you know, at the point of conception and at the point of our cellular level for sperm and eggs, they've already done tests to say that we're severely compromised. Birth rates have gone down, as an example. Mutations have gone up. I mean, if you were to examine, for example, at infancy what goes on, premature births have increased by 30% in the U.S. And birth defects related to deficiencies, you know, are crazy. I mean, they report an increase in death for birth defects caused by chromosome sorting. I mean, the eggs are now so corrupted. Increase in Down syndrome. In terms of sexual organs, mutations from there. And as these children go into childhood, you finally face up to the fact that you now have learning disabilities, that rates that are climbing. You look at the Center for Disease Control that did a study, found that one child in every 110 and one in every 315 boys are being classified with autism. You know, the average prevalence of attention deficit disorder is now among 8-year olds has risen 57% since 2002. It just goes on. As these
yes.
children move into adolescence, then you even see that girls begin menstruation much earlier. They develop breasts much earlier. That what is happening in terms of our bodies has now begun to change dramatically. And even as you move into adulthood, what you find is that, you know, there are now obstacles to childbearing that weren't there before. I mean, sperm density for men has decreased 40% since World War II. Prostate cancer has increased by more than 75% in adults. I don't want to belabor it, but this issue is long-term, low-dose accumulation that won't go away. Once you absorb it, you got it. And so people who spray, you know, these various chemicals around and walk away and say, look, I'm fine. Well, you are fine for the moment, but it's cumulative. Low dose, long term, and the consequences are beyond, they're just beyond what anybody ever expected. I mean, they did a study at the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, and they looked at personal care products, for example, to the stuff we put on our bodies. They found 884 were toxic. 314 were biological mutating chemicals. 212 had reproductive complications. 778 were acute toxicity, could kill you. 376 caused skin and eye irritation. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, since 1980, the cases of asthma has increased 600%. So these chemicals ought not to be treated mildly. So what are we talking about? Well, how about bleach? Anybody got bleach in their home? How about air fresheners? How about old ammonia?
Right. This is very close to my heart because my dad was an infertility specialist, a doctor, and he said trust nature first, and he said, you know, the health of your child starts long before conception. And all of this is, he predicted some of these things happening 20 years ago. So
here's a quick tip.
Okay.
People spray their crib with products to make sure they're disinfected. I mean, they want to be sure that baby is in an absolutely sterile environment.
My goodness.
The EPA calls that product a pesticide.
My goodness.
Think about that.
Yes, one of the things I say is we've kind of exchanged acute problems for chronic. We think by killing all the bugs, we won't get sick, but we exchange it for chronic problems that can even, like you're saying, cross generations and go down three or four generations. So the good news is there's another way. So we
there is another
talk
way.
About that. Yes. Let's talk a little bit first before we get to the solutions about the schools. What can we do to improve a student's test score or increase their attendance, fewer absent days, and improve everyone's attitude and emotional stability? How can that be changed in our schools with no extra cost, you told me?
Well, this is amazing. How would you like to go to the school district and say, I'm going to increase the attendance of students. I'm going to advance their test scores, higher scores than they used to get. I'm going to even improve their attitudes. And you will not have to add a penny to the school budget. How about that for a deal? Well,
I hope they'd listen.
You think we have any takers? Well, here's what we found. I mean, there was actually a couple of studies that were done both in Canada and the U.S., and I won't bore you with all the details, but here's kind of the impact. When you take away the toxic chemicals that people already use in these buildings to clean, I mean, they're already paying for cleaning in those schools, and they're paying for cleaning materials and supplies. So Here's how you can achieve those goals. Number one, the indoor air quality in school can be 100 times more toxic than the outside air. And if they're more toxic with the kinds of chemicals that we talked about, the ammonia and the chlorine and the phthalates, it corrupts everything. You can't even think clearly, much less do math. So the first thing is, don't clean when the students are there. I mean, your cleaning operation ought not to be a day operation. And I know many, many organizations and educational facilities are cleaning during the day because it's less expensive. That is, you can save money cleaning during the day. You don't have to pay a night differential. You have better supervision. You have better customer satisfaction. People see the cleaner. But that cleaning actually causes contamination. So the first thing is you want to, like, not clean when people are there. The other thing is you want to move the dirt before it gets into the building so you don't have to clean it up. So that's easy. You put entry mats at every single location. The entry mats ought not to be these little welcome mat, one little step and you're in. They need to be 4 and 5 steps before you get in and 4 and 5 steps after you're in, and you'll keep the materials out of the building. Now, you also want to minimize the particles, the particulates, and the chemicals in the air. Again, this idea of indoor air quality. So there's lots of wonderful ways to do that. Did you know there are 5 plants that you can grow in your home or in your school that will clean the air? It'll take arsenic out of the air. It will remove the pollutants out of the air, and you don't have to do anything except water the plant once in a while.
Great.
How's that for cheap cleaning?
Yeah, that's great. And it's a school. It would improve the visual environment as well.
Well, let me tell you the impact of all that. If you do that, airborne dust in the building will be decreased by more than half. Indoor VOCs, volatile organic chemicals, will be decreased by just about half. Bacteria is decreased 40%, and fungus growing colonies by 61%. What do you get for that? And this is the payoff. School attendance in the studies increased from 89 to 93%. Math scores increased from 51 to 76%. Reading scores for basic and above increased from 59% to 75%.
Wow.
And what did it cost you?
That's
really
wonderful.
So
we're up on another break, and we'll come back and give some real solutions that families can do right now.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
We're here with Vince Elliott, the founder of the Chemical Free Cleaning Network, and he's sharing so much wonderful information about how we can clean our homes without exposing our families to chemicals. And so Vince, amazing suggestions about how a school can improve the attendance and the scores and the attitudes of the kids just by doing a few simple things. And I would love you to run through those plants that can help, because obviously parents can get them for their home. So can you just run through that list?
Yes, indeed. By the way, here's just a side tip. If you get new carpet in your home, or if they're going to do that at school, parents, I would encourage you to do this. First, any new carpet in any new place needs to set up and be left alone for as many days as possible, minimum of three, because the off-gassing from the adhesive and the chemicals in the carpet will dissipate much better if you do that. Otherwise, you're absorbing and you're breathing those chemicals. No one's ever asked me, no carpet company ever asked me, but I would tell them, if you get a contract to install carpet, bring a plant. It will offset and absorb the toxins, number one, and number two, you'll be a hero. People will want you back. So let me tell you about the plants. Well, first, English ivy is a great plant for absorbing toxins out of the air. If you're familiar with mother-in-law's tongue, it's also very good, and it will absorb alcohol and acetates and benzenes and formaldehydes. It's really good for that. Weeping fig is really good. Peace lily, if you have access to that. Devil's ivy, usually a hanging ivy. Flamingo flower, Janet Craig. Is also good, and asparagus fern. I mean, I'll give you those eight. That I think if you put them in your home, you're going to breathe healthier. And if you put them in a school environment or your office building, it's just a wonderful step, and it doesn't cost you. There's a little water to put in this, but you know, it's a great way to clean up the environment internally. And when we look at what happens with half of all illnesses coming out of poor indoor air quality from one environment or another, it's a great solution. By the way, think of this. There are chemicals everywhere. I mean, there's chemicals in the soil and our clothes and food and so forth. But we spend 90% of our time in one indoor environment or another. That means our risk factors for getting chemical contamination are the greatest because we're indoors. And what's the greatest exposure for chemicals indoors? Cleaning chemicals.
That really puts it in perspective, and it's really important for parents to know that they can make changes within their own internal environment, where they sleep, where they eat a lot of the time, and where their kids play. And even though you think, oh, well, the chemicals are gone after 3 days, they're not. You've already absorbed them. They're in your body. They're going into your genetic future. So it's not, it's avoiding the exposure in the first place, not just hoping it'll go away real quick. So stay out of the house if you're putting in new carpet. Stay with some friends for a few days and get some plants. This is great. Today we see a lot more cleaning products that say they're natural and natural enzymes, natural odors. What should we know about these, and is there another step we should take beyond those?
Well, it's very interesting. When I work with clients on this issue, I think of a pyramid, and I try to communicate as a practical matter. There's no one solution to every opportunity. I mean, many of the products we have been using have really become absorbed into the materials around them. So if you suddenly shift to a totally toxic-free model, it won't take away that other product. And I'm thinking now particularly of acrylic floor finishes. So there you literally have to use something more aggressive and more toxic to get that up before you can make the shift. So I think of this thing as a pyramid, and my story is always the same. Number one, always use the least harmful product available. That starts with chemical-free, and I'll talk about those options in a minute. Where there's no chemical-free product that will do the job to your satisfaction, move to a natural and organic product. Understand and keep in mind, poison ivy is natural and organic, but you don't want to be playing with it. Number three, if you don't find a chemical-free or organic, then use the green product that's out there. Green products are certified by a variety of organizations, and they are less toxic than the alternative. So it's the next best choice. If you have a really difficult cleaning situation like the acrylic on floors and nothing works, you know, you've got to go with the toxic product. But understand what you're doing. Make sure you have the face mask. Make sure you have the gloves. Make sure you have protective clothing. And either you do it or have a professional do it and get it out of there. So it's that pyramid of thinking that I would be recommending in terms of how you go about it. Let me come back to the question of organic and natural. I'm a great believer. I mean, you know, when I talked about before World War One, that's what I was talking about. I mean, using, you know, baking soda and vinegar, and you know, we did all of that all over. When I went to school, I gotta tell you, I smelled like vinegar and I sat alone in a lot of rooms. But I was clean. I want to tell you, Mom would take some vinegar and some water, and I don't want to digress. This is how committed we were. I was raised on a farm, and the first home I remember was a converted corn bin. That is, we were what you'd call poor folks. And they took the corn out, put tar paper on the outside. We had one light bulb and no running water. And I'd go down to the stream every morning with two buckets. But I want to tell you, we scrubbed that place almost every day. It was clean. And that's just part of the DNA that I think we may have to go back to when we're talking about natural and organic products. You know, it takes a little more hard work. But it works, and you don't have this kind of contamination issue.
That makes a lot of sense. We just have a few more minutes. I want to make sure people know that you have a book, Extreme Green Cleaning, where they can find out more about these things. And I also want to ask you about greenwashing. What is that? You mentioned that in some of your writings.
Yes. Well, I'm going to just talk quickly. Greenwashing is just where people basically say that their product is suddenly green, where a cleaning contractor, for example, when you want to buy green cleaning, they say, oh, well, I've always been green. Well, nothing has changed. So you really have to look beyond what is said.
So that's a little bit of misleading advertising kind of thing.
Yes.
Yes.
I know one example where they took less plastic in the screw-off cap of a water bottle and suddenly said they were green because there was less plastic.
Well, I see.
You know, but let me cover really quickly, if I may. What are the alternatives to doing all of that? Number one,
yes,
steam
please.
Cleaning. You know, you can buy a steamer and clean any floor, any surface. You kill everything. Number two, electrolyzed water. There's a product, a couple of them, called an ionator. You can look on the web. It's by Active Ion. It electrolyzes water with an electrical charge. That electrical charge breaks down the bacterial cell wall. After 45 seconds, it loses the electrical charge, and it becomes tap water. Nothing to contaminate. There's another product, which is called liquid ozone. It's a product by Tersano. It's called, the type itself is Lotus Pro. Again, available on the internet. And it adds a molecule of oxygen to water. Takes tap water, adds oxygen to it. That oxygenated liquid actually destroys fungus, viruses, bacteria. And you can put it on any surface. You can clean as a general cleaner. And after 2 minutes, it reverts back to water. It loses the
molecule
of oxygen.
That is great. Vince, we're coming to the end of the show. So how can people get a copy of your book on Amazon? And how can they find out more about all the amazing information you have assembled?
Well, I would say we got a couple of quick things that would be available to them. Number one is they can certainly do the book. Beyond that, we are doing an expo in Florida. Actually, Nova Southeastern University and we are jointly sponsoring a one-day event to showcase all of these chemical-free products for the general public, so people know what these products are and how they work. I'm also joining with another couple of companies to sponsor a magazine, which would be chemical-free initiatives, to talk about all these different strategies that everybody can use. And then, you know, we do special studies on site to examine, you know, what products work and don't work. And those studies
are available. That's wonderful. I want to thank you so much. I'm looking forward to your magazine, and thank you for all this really valuable information, Vince. Really appreciate it.
Been a great pleasure. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolfe, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The weekend is here. Enjoy it with your family. And we hope to see you here next week.